בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני ספסי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילה שכה. As we continue to dive deeper into the most important and vital topic of bitachon, let's remind ourselves that when it comes to any topic, many of us might have many opinions, but as we've discussed many times, everything depends on which perspective one is looking from. And just like many people decided to side with the outrageous values of Hitler, Yimach Shemo, as well as currently we can see with the war between Israel and Hamas, that most of the world has sided with Hamas. And of course it is a basic value to all of us that Hitler and his opinions and perspectives, as well as Hamas and their opinions and perspectives, are mistaken and far from the truth. And although these might be extreme examples, ultimately every question we might discuss depends on the perspective that we use on how we answer that question. Just like many clever people can make mistakes even after it is well thought out, in the same way, we with our human limitations are always limited and at risk of making a mistake. Now, especially when it comes to these important questions, such as what exactly does it mean to fulfill my purpose in this world and how exactly do I practice bitachon? It would be very unwise to try follow our own perspective to find the answer for these questions. The only perspective that can be the absolute truth is Hashem's perspective. And as discussed previously, Hashem does not reveal himself in the form of a voice speaking to us in today's day and age, but rather has given us the Torah with all its commentaries that express Hashem's perspective to give us the absolute truth. Let's begin discussing what some of the Torah commentaries teach us about the importance of bitachon. The Vilna Gaon in Evan Shleimer, chapter 3, writes, "One who commits severe transgressions but nevertheless excels in bitachon is better than one who does not transgress but does not have bitachon." Now, for anyone even slightly familiar with Torah literature, this is a frighteningly powerful statement, because throughout Torah literature, there is much emphasis placed on even the slightest Torah transgression, and certainly on severe transgressions. And nevertheless here, the Vilna Gaon is teaching us that so important is it to live a life by the values of bitachon, that if one had to choose between a life of bitachon coupled by a life of severe transgressions in comparison to a life clean of transgressions but devoid of bitachon, it is more important to go with the first option, that of bitachon, even though there would be severe transgressions on one's record. Now, of course, nobody is advocating to do any transgressions, because ultimately there will be consequences for anything and everything, as we've learned about many times. However, what we do see here is how much emphasis there is being placed on making efforts to live a life according to the values of bitachon. Hashem, my Father, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk to you whenever I want about whatever I want. Hashem, I've been trying to learn about Emunah, and ultimately, I know that you run the world exclusively, and there's no question in the world that the best effort that I can make is to talk to you and to ask you to help me in the areas that I need. Now, of course, you know that there are many things that I need in my life, and I'm going to try and make an effort to talk to you about all of them, to bring you into my life in all areas. But certainly, when it comes to the most important area, Hashem, to my progress in Emunah and Bitachon, please help me, Hashem, to remember to talk to you on a daily basis to help me to excel in these areas. Although many things in this world that we live in might try to distract us, but ultimately I know, Hashem, that the only reason that I exist, as your Torah commentaries have taught us, is to excel in my Emunah and my Bitachon.